during July 2025 in the two district court offices, which is both Donegal Town and Letterkenny. In Donegal Town last year, in July 2025, 32 certificates issued. In July of this year, none. In Letterkenny last year, 183. In July of this year, none.
There's
And
obviously
that.
a bit of a battle for the public minds going on here as well, and even the minds of some within the law society. That's what's happening, and we see it all the time: divide and conquer.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a matter for the minister how he wants to approach this. We have been very united and unified as an organization. In terms of any solicitors who have returned, it should be noted that if they have returned, they've returned since September. Again, I think it's less than 5%, if even that. And as I said, if you take away the 10, it's even less than that. So 95% of solicitors, and again, the larger urban population areas, Dublin, Cork, Galway, none of those have returned. Nobody in Donegal has returned. And, we keep in contact with each other and we ask and we're aware. There are certain court areas where judiciary can be a little bit more strident in their tone, shall I say. We have been very supported and very appreciative of the support and cooperation we've received from the judiciary in Donegal, the Gardaí, and everyone who's become aware of the situation and how this dispute has unfolded and what's being asked of us in the scenarios.
Everyone wants to be back at work,
Everyone
doing the
must,
jobs that they
absolutely.
love, right? So the Law Society has asked the Justice Minister, which seems reasonable, to consider the appointment of an independent mediator. So that is someone independent of the Law Society, independent of the Minister, that looks at where we're at and tries to come up with a solution. Why do you believe the Justice Minister has resisted that proposal up until now? Or maybe it's not been on the table long enough for
It
you to fully
hasn't been
consider.
on the table before. The Law Society have been constant in their message that the door is open. We can discuss the two core issues that we need to resolve are different certificates for different types of work and for different types of cases. And what's being asked of us, just to give it context for your listeners, Greg, analogies are always good to understand what the issues we're facing. Where we are is you're being asked like a mechanic. I'm sure the mechanic's listening. And a mechanic is being asked to deal with a customer who comes in with one car and it's fixed in 5 minutes, and that's your flat rate fee. And you might say, well, that's great. Well done. We're being asked effectively to be the mechanics. Somebody could come in with 20 cars and it's the same fee and could take months upon end to resolve. And it's the same thing. So that's really where the nub of the issue is for us in terms of what's being asked, in terms of the functioning of the system, which we say is no way effective. It's no way a proper way to administer justice for any individuals. The suggestion and proposal of the mediator has come from the Law Society only as of last night, is my understanding. But as I was saying, they've had the door open. They've been keen to engage. Letters upon letters have been written by the Law Society to the Department of Justice. And we're hopeful that the minister will engage in this process and allow us to get back to work to do what we want to do and help people as best we can.
Yeah, and I don't want to be cynical, but I suspect that Minister O'Callaghan wants this resolved.
I
The Law
certainly agree
Society is
with
pretty resolute. He's making some decent political headway in the area of immigration, migration. The public actually aren't that bothered about this unless you're directly affected by it. I don't mean that badly, but they're not. And
No.
there's not any political value in him holding out here too much in this regard. So I suspect that there'll be a resolution sooner rather than
I
later.
hope you're right, Greg, and I'll just make this point. It's interesting you say the public aren't too minded. And in my experience, anytime someone does come into the criminal justice system, it's a real eye-opener.
Oh, yes, no doubt. Yeah.
And I don't mean that whatever way you come into it, people are always surprised and amazed at how it operates. And people who perhaps would be a little bit cynical about criminal defense work and the type of individuals that
Quick
might find
education.
with it. Yeah, it's a good education. And 90% of the time, I think people come away with it with a little bit more nuanced view of how it works and a little bit more sympathetic for all of the players that are involved in the system.